Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. A new exhibit at History Fort Lauderdale highlights a mix of work from South Florida's seminal artists. There are documentary films, paintings, and clay sculptures that pay homage to the Seminoles' rich history in South Florida and the environment essential to the tribal community. It's titled Seminole Art Scenes from the Front Lines, and it's on display through January 28th. I want to introduce you to two of the artists. Joining me here in studio, Erica Dietz, a contemporary painter whose work is also on display at the Lowe Art Museum and the University of Miami and at the Governor's Mansion in Tallahassee. Erica, great to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Also joining me is Samuel Tommy. He's a filmmaker, painter, and an environmental activist. He's also going to do a little performance for us today. Samuel, thanks so much for being here, man.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much.
And you can see some of the work again on our social media. Just go to at WLRN Sundial on Facebook or Twitter. Help us understand real quickly how exhibits like this are so important to protecting, you know, the history and traditions. Erica, let me start with you. Explain how through your painting, you know, you connect to those roots in that tradition and make sure that it lives on beyond you.
I feel it gives the viewer a snapshot into our traditions, our culture, and not only them, but it also helps us to keep that alive within the generations that are here now and the next generation.
With your work specifically, what is it? What is the tradition, or what is it about the history of the Seminole Nation that you want to protect for future generations?
Oh. Let me do a little correction. It's Seminole Tribe of Florida.
Thank you.
As Seminole Nations from Oklahoma.
Thank you.
And so as for my piece, it's called Clan Mother, and it's depicting Susie Jim, who has since passed on, and it has this eight clans around her, and it's depicting how we pass on our clans through our the mother's side. And so that's a tradition that's carried on, and that's part of us. And so not just creating it to show that, but to also teach the youth that that's how our traditions are handed down to us.
What kind of medium do you like to work with?
I like to work in watercolor, pencil, mixed media, which could be a combination of anything, and acrylic and pen and ink.
Now you've been painting and drawing for a long time, but then you stop for a while.
To raise a family. That happens. Being an artist, you have to have your inspiration, and sometimes your inspirations are your children, so you tend to put time into that.
Family's always a good excuse. That's
yes.
Okay. Samuel, you're a painter and a filmmaker. Tell us about some of your work, especially you have a film work that you've done that examines key environmental fights that are close to your heart in the Seminole community.
Yeah, there is a 5-minute short film at the History Fort Lauderdale Museum. That one's called In Our Creator's Hands. That one is a personal a journey that I did just walking through the pristine areas of the reservation. And I took 2 weeks just to go out there and experience and just collect my thoughts and so forth. And I got to see the pristine area much closer than before at that time. And I also thought about what would happen to the environment and to the water and to the animals as I was thinking about the Florida Power, FPL, Florida Power Plant.
Because they want to build a power plant.
Yes, yeah.
In a particular area.
Yeah. So I was reflecting on those thoughts, and that's what that short film is about. Florida Power and Light came to my reservation, Big Cypress Seminole Reservation, back in 2016. And we had a community meeting, which is at that time the Florida Power and Light officials talked about building one of the largest power plant in the country, and they would put it 4 miles north of my reservation, which would be approximately 30 miles south of Lake Okeechobee. And they wanted to, drill into the aquifer water, and things they would do would just drastically change the environment.
And, you know, real quickly, tell us a little bit about that area. Tell us about the land, because as you said, you took the time to go out there and really, I mean, kind of, you know, experience it.
Yes, it's a wonderful place. It was nice to just go out there and be on terms with the wildlife that's out there. What I mean by that is no knives or no guns or anything like that, and just be one with the animals. And the animals that we have out there are the small animals, raccoons, possums, fox, bobcats, and also we have Florida panthers and Florida black bears. And, of course, we have the poisonous snakes out there as well. And the place that I went out to is where this place is very rich with this type of activities, animal activities.
And so your work, I mean, your work in general is about trying to capture that serenity and that beauty and show it as it is before if it's ever lost.
It's true. I want to show what is out there and the beauty of it. And the thing is that I'm determined nothing's going to happen and nothing will happen.
See, that's an interesting part of the conversation, though, is, and this goes back to, again, protecting traditions and history and heritage. But it's also the fact that as we look at the history of Native American groups in the United States, is the fact that they had so much taken away. And so much is lost. You're confident that that land won't be lost to a power plant, but we see development, we see growth, we see cities constantly pushing up against these lands. Do you think that you'll be able to protect against that forever?
The land itself is very, very sacred for us. Everything on life, on everything on this planet is very sacred. It's part of creation. It's what the Creator have done, and it has to be loved. You're either going to love all creations, or, you know, you're going to destroy that. And that's what I feel. And when I go out there and meditate out on a reservation, I like to go to one place where there's an ancient ceremonial ground. And I like to go there and meditate, take my time. Just on the west side of this ceremonial ground, there's a cypress tree, which is about 500 years old. And this is where I find ghost orchids. And this is a very interesting place. And so it is our history. It is Florida's history. And this is what has to be protected. Not only do we have to protect the environment that I'm talking about, it is our youth. It is our children's future, and they need to have it.
I want to get to this point as well. You participate in ceremonial rituals that practice known as land acknowledgement when any construction is coming around. And you do it, you play a flute, and you brought it with you. Just real briefly, because I want to hear just a little bit, but what is the ceremony that you perform?
Okay, it's called land acknowledgement, and this is where the conferences or conventions, national, international conventions, or a film premiere that I did. So this is when they call in an indigenous person of the region to come in and ceremoniously open their event.
And so you come in and you perform this. And again, I can only get a little piece of it because of time, but go ahead, and because you brought this beautiful flute with you. So...
Thank you.
That is absolutely beautiful. That is Samuel Tommy, by the way, and you're hearing him as he's performing this part of this ritual that they do, again, ceremonial ritual practice known as land acknowledgement when, again, construction begins on Seminole ground. And again, talking with him, but also artist Erica Dietz about an exhibit that's going on right now at History Fort Lauderdale called Seminole Art Scenes from the Front Lines. It runs through January 28th. Erica, real quickly, some of the work that you're going to have on display, how much work do you have? What are some of the things that people can expect to see?
Just the pen and ink, which is of the Clan Mother, and it's stippling technique is done with that.
You know what? I want to ask you the same question that I asked him. Mm-hmm. This idea about, as time passes, unfortunately, a lot of things disappear. Traditions mm-hmm. will disappear. History will disappear. How does the Seminole Tribe of Florida, how does any group protect that history and try to keep traditions alive?
I think by teaching our youth, and growing up, my mother shared legends, stories with me. And so in going back with the art, it's we've become a more visual society. So I think with art, computers, technology, we can take it with us as far as language on, so that way the youth can learn their language and also sharing art.
And do you get the sense that the youth is embracing it? I think about, and I don't know if it's a fair comparison, but I think about like immigrant children after mm-hmm. a generation or two, they tend to disconnect from their heritage and they, want to assimilate more to whatever the new society they live in. But are the youth embracing that and trying to protect it?
I'll have to say, I'm going to say yes, because I'm a positive person. I see things half full. So as for my children, they want to learn because I'm always with my mother and she talks to them in Ilabungi, which is the Seminole language. And so I think it depends on the family, and we as a family, which is a tribe, have to take that initiative to keep it going.
Well, I just wanted to mention that the studio is always open to you guys. I'd love to have more stories coming in from the Seminole tribe, because we'd like to help you in protecting that history.
Appreciate it.
Erica, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Samuel, I really appreciate it. Thank you for coming in today, and especially with sharing the beautiful music.
Thank you so much for having us.
And again, that's Erica Dietz and Samuel Tommy. And again, their work is featured at the History Fort Lauderdale exhibit, Seminole Art Scenes from the Front Lines. It runs through January 28th. Please check it out. It's absolutely beautiful. Well, that's our program for today, this Monday, January 7th. I'm Luis Hernandez. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.